Hello and welcome to our podcast. Today's topic is happiness after COVID, or just happiness in general. The question we will talk about, or that we asked ourselves too, is what are moments or habits in your everyday life that bring you happiness? My name is Hannah, and I'm here with
Paula
and
Eskie.
And to start us off, let's talk about our own opinion. How would we answer our question?
All right. So when I surround myself with people I love, like my family and my friends, and I instantly feel happier when I am surrounded by them and I forget things that I stress about. I love spending time with my cat as well because she makes me really happy, especially on sad days. And usually a cup of coffee and a book too. And for me especially, it's the small things in life that make me happy. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think so too. Like for me, it's the same in general, but especially coffee for me. I have this ritual with getting up in the morning and walking into my kitchen and making myself just like a good cup of coffee, and like the smell and everything that's like that brings me happiness every day. Paula, what do you think?
And for me, I think it's definitely my noise-canceling headphones. I used to be so irritated every day I came home from school because all the noise, and just like putting on my headphones and everything being like so much more quieter. It's just a blessing. And also every single day when I wake up, I drink a smoothie, and it's just so fun every day to wake up and like try a different smoothie with different things in it, and it just makes my day better. Yeah, but we also in generally wonder, like, not just what we think but what our friends and family think. So we went over to Instagram and made like a poll and asked the same questions: what are the things or habits that make you happy? And like, I wonder, Hannah, what did your followers or friends think?
So for me, it was interesting because a lot of my, of course, German friends, followers, family answered, but also my international friends answered. And still, even though there might be cultural differences, they pretty much all answered the same. Like, either it's their pets who bring them happiness, like just cuddling with them or getting greeted by them when they come home, and weather, sunshine. Like, a lot of them said, like, going outside in the sunshine and doing some exercise. How about you, Paula? What were your people saying?
So a lot of people said reading, which I wasn't surprised by because a lot of my friends are just like big readers. Also a lot of people said pets, playing, seeing them, also cooking. Like, well, almost every second one was like cooking for themselves. And like the only ones which were a little bit different, one was so adorable. They said like eating raspberries makes them so happy. One said to be able to scratch something off the to-do list. I think we can all agree that's very satisfying. And also a few said, like, when people smile back at them in like, on the street, just makes their day. Yeah. And what about you, Saki?
So when I got my replies on Instagram, most people said that they love food and music. But some things also surprised me, especially some answers from my family. For example, my uncle said that he loves to enjoy the silence when everyone else at home is sleeping. And yeah, the most common responses were always like listening to music and eating food. So we asked people in our uni what makes them happy and created a survey.
So yeah, the first question was just like the one we have been answering for the whole time right now: small habits that make them happy. The second question was a little bit different. It was what makes them motivated after, or like makes them happy after or before uni. To the first question, pretty much all the same answers that we had before: reading, watching TV, going on walks. A lot of people said nature. The only one which was weird or like funny was one person really liked smelling things, perfumes, anything. I just thought it was funny that they mentioned it. And to the second question, again, we had a lot of like the same answers: listening to music, watching TV, cooking food, showering, skincare, everything like this. And the only ones which were different, really, were one person said they are productive right away when they come home, but motivates them just to keep being productive. Only two people said doing sport, like going on a run, going to the gym, was really surprising. And one was really cute, which was they said they really like dressing comfortably, but something has to be like funky or different about the outfit, just brings them joy. And I thought it was really cute.
I think that's like really, like some of those answers are like really surprising to me. Like I heard before, of course, that some people just enjoy dressing up or just wearing clothes they feel comfortable in, which might not per se be a pair of leggings or anything, but like just like clothes also that expresses their style. So maybe something funky means like a pair of wide legged jeans that look like they come straight from the 70s, you know? And I think that's like really cool how people find things in their everyday life that just make them happy. And like for others, for outsiders, those things mostly don't either make sense or are seen that they can bring a lot of happiness to one's personal life, right?
And what I also noticed is how everyone just finds their own personal small things that makes them happy. You would maybe expect someone to say, yeah, money makes me happy. I don't know, it's the big things in life that I want. And seeing people reply with, yeah, small things that I would like to get ready in the morning. I like to make myself look cute and go out with my friends. I look forward to meeting my friends, or I just like reading a small chapter of a book. It's really the small things.
But I also think it's interesting that while we did have like many answers which were like other people, I think it's also so great to see like how many people actually just like equal happiness with like calm, like being calm and just having like having time for themselves. Especially I'm guessing that a lot of people who answered were introverts. I'm an introvert myself. We probably should have asked this as well. But I just thought it was... I thought it was sweet that some people just like having time for themselves, recharging. Because I would go insane if I didn't have my alone time. So it was right. Like either other people or just having time for themselves.
Okay. So this was really interesting to look into. And we have noticed that it's really the small things and small moments that make most of us in our daily life happier. We surround ourselves either with people that make us very happy, or we spend time with ourselves, calming down, listening to music. And we all decide for ourselves what we want to do with the little time that we have in our hands in between our work life. And many of us just need our moments and habits in our everyday life to continue with focusing on bigger things like reaching our goals someday. And that might be our dream job and dream life, but for the moment, we only have the little things that keep us going. So thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.